This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 80 countries at a Swiss conference agreed on Sunday Ukraine's territorial integrity must be the basis of any peace to end Russia's two-year war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
However, despite attending, some key developing nations did not sign the summit's communique. India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the UAE, which were represented by foreign ministers or lower-level envoys, were among those that did not sign the final document. The document focused on issues of nuclear safety, food security, and the exchange of prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
10 crewmen of Ukraine's 33rd Separate Mechanized Brigade said on Sunday they hope for more weapons to be delivered as world leaders attended the Ukraine summit in Switzerland. Call sign Kuznia, 58-year-old tank commander, voiced expectations for the world leaders' quote-unquote good sense. President Vladimir Putin said on Friday Russia would end the war in Ukraine if Kyiv agreed to drop its NATO ambitions and hand over the entirety of four provinces claimed by Moscow, demands Kyiv swiftly rejected as tantamount to surrender. German police say officers on Sunday shot and wounded a man who was threatening them with a hammer and a Molotov cocktail in the northern city of Hamburg. The shooting came hours before a match there in the European Championship Soccer Tournament.